Perdana Podcast Islamic World. In this Stone Talks podcast, Dr. Mahathir dishes out some hard truths about the state of the Islamic world. He says that many of the practices today, such as the stoning of people, is not what is prescribed in the Quran. And he makes an argument that it is not always necessary to have four witnesses for a crime to be prosecuted.
If you look at the Islamic world today, you will conclude that Islam is really a terrible religion. Muslims are not successful, and the behavior of Muslims today in many parts of the world seem to indicate that Islam does not implant good values. We are seeing today more and more acts of terrorism. You see the emergence of this so-called Islamic State. They kill their prisoners and then they say, Allahu Akbar. You have a helpless prisoner and you slaughter him. Is that prescribed by the Quran? There's nothing like that in the Quran at all. And they are called jihadists. They are not jihadists. They are candidates for naraka, for hell, because they have gone against Islam by killing people in the name of Islam. We are killing each other. We are torturing each other. This is happening because today we are not really practicing Islam. Yes, we pray, we fast, and we perform the Hajj. So we do all those things. We carry out these rituals to show that we are Muslims. But if you look at the other teachings of Islam, we find that we are not only not practicing them, we are actually going against them. Now, why has this happened? It has happened because the Islam that we believe in is what we are taught by the interpreters of Islam in our society. We seem actually to reject the Quran, which contains all the messages of Allah to the Prophet Muhammad for humanity. That is what the Quran is all about. But today, in our society, there is not a tendency, there is actually this rejection of the teachings of the Quran in favor of the Hadith. The Quran is the message of Allah to Muhammad, and that is the basis of Islam. The Sunnah of the Nabi is a Sunnah. And Sunnah is defined as an injunction that we can do or we can avoid doing. If we do, maybe we'll get a lot of merits. If we don't, it's not a sin. But it seems as if now the word Sunnah has been converted to wajib. So now they have turned the Sunnah into compulsory, whereas it is the teaching in the Quran which is compulsory. That is the message from Allah. It is because of this tendency to place the Hadith above the Quran that has led us to the terrible situation that we are in today. To give an example of where we prefer the Hadith to the Quran. Now, the Quran does not prescribe stoning to death a woman who had committed a sin. The Quran does not. But the Hadith referred to two occasions when two couples were stoned to death. On the basis of these two cases, we have introduced into Islamic fiqh or law that the punishment for zina is stoning to death. But if we go back to the Quran, you will find that Islam is a merciful religion. It's a considerate religion. Indeed, we begin almost everything with the same recitation. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, referring to Allah who is merciful and compassionate. Now, someone who is merciful and compassionate does not really enjoy stoning people to death. So, if we take that spirit of being merciful and considerate, we would never accept stoning to death, which is not even mentioned in the Quran. The Quran prescribes weeping for a woman who makes an accusation without a basis. But according to these people who apply Islamic law, when a woman complains that she has been raped, the question asked is, have you got four witnesses? We are told that you must have four witnesses who are free from major sins. This was based on a hadith where the Prophet, one of the wives of the Prophet, was accused of doing something with some young man, and there was no witness. So he then emphasized that there must be four good witnesses. But is it always that in Islam, before making a judgment, you must have four witnesses? Can you not use circumstantial evidence, for example, as used in the court of law? Is there any provision in the Quran about circumstantial evidence? I think you know the story of Yusuf and Zulaikha. Yusuf and Zulaikha were not married. She was married to somebody else. But she yearned after Yusuf and tried to seduce him. And when he ran away, Zulaikha chased after him. When the shirt of Yusuf was found to be torn from the back, if you read this in the Quran, because the shirt of Yusuf was torn at the back, this was taken as evidence that it was Zulaikha who was chasing after him. No four witness, just a torn shirt. If the torn shirt had been in front, you can imagine that perhaps Yusuf was trying to rape Zulaikha, and Zulaikha might be struggling and pulling away at his shirt front and tearing it. But Yusuf's shirt was torn at the back. The conclusion is that it was Zulaikha who was chasing after Yusuf. That is circumstantial evidence. So circumstantial evidence can be gleaned from this story. Obviously, if you go back to the Quran stresses that when you judge, judge with justice. 43 verses repeated that message to us, but we care not about justice. What we want to know is no four witness, and therefore you are making a false accusation, and therefore you should be whipped 80 times. And the man who raped her goes away scot-free. And if you later on become pregnant, that means you have committed zina and you should be stoned to death. Is that right? Is that justice? I would like to stone the person who proposed this law and let all his... It is not Islamic at all. It's not Islamic because in Islam, justice is very important. But we ignore the Quran because we like to show that Islam is very, very strong, that it doesn't tolerate anything, that you must punish with the biggest punishment possible. And because you do that, what is happening in the Islamic world today is happening. So if you go back to Islam without this Islamization, just go back to Islam as is found in the Quran, I feel that we will become great again, once again.